for the Thursday Night Request Show. Joining me today is a group of lads we all know from Watford who just so happened to win the X Factor 6 months ago. It's Rax Zoo.
Yay!
Guys, 6 months. I bet you've learned so much since then.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Yeah.
Has it been 6 months?
It's been seven.
Been long, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Been seven, yeah. We've had so many experiences between then, kind of mostly geared around trying to finish the album and trying to get new stuff out, but NTA's on tour with Little Mix, the X Factor tour, yeah, it's been amazing.
But you've got new stuff out now. You've got a new single out. Tell me about that, guys.
We do. So Pirating, so it's not the first single, but before that came out, we wanted to give people a bit of a taste of our other sides. As if you'd watched our progress through the X Factor, then you probably would have seen like a certain piece of Rax Zoo. But in reality, there's a bit more to us than that. We like listening to different stuff as well. So Pirating was a great opportunity for us to say, yo, this is something else that we do. This is us having some fun en route to the single coming.
What would you say the biggest lesson you've learned is since coming out of the X Factor?
I remember one from the X Factor. Just be nice to everyone, just because you don't know who that person is or how they can help you. And we knew that beforehand, but it's just nice to see that when that is, when you actually do that, that it can kind of form relationships and people can hear of you without even seeing you and meeting them and stuff like that. So it's been good. Yeah. I don't know of any other ones though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been weird. I can't really think of like any lessons. I feel like we learned a lot of lessons in the years that we were together beforehand, and it was probably what we learned in the years before which allowed us to get through the process, and we probably have seen that we were doing the right things beforehand but haven't learned.
Like, yeah, it was kind of more like validation.
Yeah,
because you're on the biggest stage that we could have been on, and to hear, oh, well, yeah, this is a good song, or you did this in the right way, or you were actually attacking it in the right way, was probably the validation or a confirmation that we were learning the right lessons, if you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The biggest life change for you? I mean, come on, like, probably about 2 years ago, things were much more different, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we don't work in offices no more.
And have you seen Mazza's shoe game?
Yeah, it's serious, though, I'm not going to... Exactly, so you guys were in offices doing serious 9-to-5 jobs, and everything's changed, you're living your dream. How does that feel?
I mean, it's amazing, it's a blessing, it really is a blessing. I think if you look back at how many people have auditioned for that show, and obviously we won it, so it's you kind of don't expect that stuff, and yeah, it's just a blessing that we get to make music for a living now, and you do it with your best mates at the end of the day.
Yeah,
and you don't have to wear a suit and go into the office no more. So.
Your DMs, Miles. So let's just say,
yo,
I was looking at you, I was waiting to ask. You're not just staring at someone thinking.
Your conversation went for real.
I feel like that's the question that he wanted to
secretly. So your DMs 3 years ago compared to now must be piling up.
Yeah, they're healthy.
Do you respond to people? Do you respond to them?
It depends what the message is, really. Like if it's a fan, then probably not. Nah, I'm joking. Nah, if it's a fan, like for instance, we're on tour at the moment, and if they send a video of us like performing on stage, then yeah, I'll say thank you. And if it's something that kind of touches my heart, like if they say, oh yeah, like I don't know, like, you help me get through my days, I get a few messages like that, and I think we all do, and you do reply to them ones because you know that you're changing someone's life for a positive. So it's just as and when reply, really.
Okay. We get messages asking, they ask us, can Miles reply to their messages?
Another thing I want to know is, when you guys make songs, like, what are the intentions? Should they be party anthems? Because I went on a Tinder date recently, and at the end of this Tinder date, we ended up having quite a lot of fun. Oh, now, yeah? One of your songs was playing in the background while we were having this fun. And I just want to know, like, is that your intention? Because just let me know so I can start buying baby clothes. Yeah. Like, just let me know.
I mean,
what was it?
Yeah.
DeMelo.
Oh my god.
I mean,
you did it to DeMelo.
Anything in this world is possible, you know. Anything is possible.
All I'm saying is as long as you get an intention from the song and it matches up with whatever you want to do at that specific moment, then you go right ahead.
Yeah, because if you get Jiggy to pyroting, that's going to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
get
bro.
A baby okay, close. What I've got, the thing is, if for whatever reason I've now got a baby on the way, this means that you guys have to name my first child. And it's going to be a Raxu baby.
Okay.
So what are we going to call it? What?
Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
So we have to have
that
a bit...
That was so boring.
Yeah.
That was boring.
Mona Lisa?
Yeah.
I mean, why? Kind of, I'll see where he's going, because he has a song called Mona Lisa.
Yeah, but it's a terrible... don't do that, basically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so, excuse me, I'm just going to go walk outside. I don't want to hear anything else.
Mona, is that the best we can come up with, guys? That's okay. I mean, as long as it's blessed by Raxu, then I'm cool with that.
No, forget Mona Lisa. come up with a better name.
Jeff.
Okay. Mona Lisa Jeff. But we have to sprinkle a bit of African, so Mona Lisa Jeff Njovu. Can we do that?
That's
can we do
that words?
Mona Lisa Jeff Njovu.
There we go.
Let's right. do that. Cool.
Mad name.
Collaborations. Jeez, collaborations.
We love it.
So who are you guys planning to team up with, or who do you dream to team up with?
We would love to team up with people like with the likes of like Rihanna.
She's like that be.
Yeah, that's number one for us. And you know what? We're open to working with anyone. I know for Miles, he probably want to work with Jay-Z. We would literally want to work with anyone, because from the most unlikely places, the best gems can come from.
Yeah. It's always a funny one, because I guess where collaborations are concerned, it's about timing. So as much as we would want to work and collaborate with all of these people, we also understand that we need to establish ourselves as ourselves first. You know what I mean? Yeah. We don't want our first or second single to necessarily be of a massive name and for us to not really get us across. So all in good timing. But hopefully, you know, second album, third album, we'll start opening up all of those doors.
Shawn Mendes, no. Camila Cabello, no. Any
but pop I mean, it's stiff as for those artists.
I saw sick.
Yeah, for real.
So sick.
Yeah.
So yeah, literally as I said, from the most unlikely places the best gems can come from.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing about Watford?
Favourite thing about Watford? My favourite thing about Watford has always been like
McDonald's.
It's, what?
The McDonald's.
Sometimes it's open and sometimes it's not. It's like, make up your mind.
No, my favourite thing is that it's a big town. And it's multicultural enough to be almost like a city, but then it's small enough that actually you can know a lot of people and know people everywhere. So you get the benefits of it being very familiar, but also it's big and there's a lot of people. So
because I noticed that during the X Factor, so I went to the Nando's in Watford, as I do all the time, and there were posters. I don't know if you guys saw this, but posters vote for Raxu all over Watford.
Fair. We got sent some pictures online. Just showing us like how like even you know the underpass that goes up to the library. Yeah, there was some posted up in that as well. But yeah,
no, the support has been amazing.
But how does that make you feel knowing that the support was so strong even from home?
It was amazing. It was even better to kind of come back during the final week of X Factor and do kind of what would you call it, like a road tour, if you like. We went to certain areas in Watford. We performed at the Watford game, and that was probably the first time that we got the opportunity to see how much of a buzz we had outside of the X Factor, because you spend so much time in the house. When we came back, literally children were running down the bus. Like, we went to the Watford game. Unfortunately, they weren't winning at the time, but people were still vibing with us on centre and a half. And yeah, like, it was amazing.
Do you guys feel overwhelmed sometimes?
No, I think we've always had a relationship with people. we've always had a relationship where we're quite open and we have like normal conversations with people. Like, we're not overwhelmed by things. We're appreciative of the support and we're quite quick to let people know that. And we're still around. Do you know what I mean? Like, we all still play basketball at the schools in Watford, play football at Power League. Like, we're not suddenly removed living in like Timbuktu. Like, we're just still here. So cool. Yeah, we're just taking it in our stride and enjoying it all.
What's it like working with Simon? Is he friendly?
Yeah, he's a lovely guy. Honestly, so normal, so normal. And he knows, he's a genius. Like, he knows everything. about anything like about, and the music industry, he's a genius, and he always has, for us anyway, he has our best intentions at heart, so it's good. And he's a lovely family guy. He's just a down to earth normal guy, to be honest.
Who inspires us?
Of course, that's the question. I think because there's four of us, there's going to be a lot of names coming out here.
I'm going to make it easier. I feel like we inspire each other.
Boom.
Yeah. Because I feel like if there's ever a chance where we're working
or
whatever it is, like if I see him working, it's always going to inspire me to do better. And I feel that even before the music started, we were always inspired by what each other was doing. So if he was making a lot of money, I'm like, yeah, I need to work hard. If he had just bought his first car, I'm like, yeah, well, I need to get my first car, and vice versa. So I feel that that helps us to kind of develop and grow within this music business, basically.
Cool. Do you guys want to introduce the name of your song?
Yeah, must. Let's do it, bro.
is it going to be a regular thing?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right.
You can do that.
Oh. Rexu. Bang some rings. Pyro ting.
Wait, how do I learn how to do that?
The foot movement comes so separately.
Wait, no. I've just realised. So wait, there's a pyro dance, isn't there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, look, I can't do the candy in clubs. Is this another one of those things that I have to learn? Is there?
You can't do that.
It's so embarrassing. It's the worst. The thing is, I feel like people learn from birth. Did you learn from birth?
You taught you. Yeah, man. Like,
had you just come out born knowing how to do the candy?
You have to, bro.
You have to. Especially from Watford. Everyone.
I'm going on YouTube. So is there going to be some sort of a tutorial for this dance? Am I going to feel left out again in the clubs? Is this what you're going
to
do to me?
Potentially, yeah. You guys get Must to teach you after
all this. Right, cool. Because this needs to happen. Cool, right. So can we just have another attempt in trying to introduce your song, please?
What, you didn't like what I just did?
Oh, no, that was great. But can we introduce the name of your song, the single?
Guys, we are Rexu, and you're listening to our new song, Pyro Ting.
You should be on the radio.
I am.
Hey!
I like that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate no worries. Thank you.
Step back. It's a pyro ting. Warm your hands. It's a pyro ting. Back.